Today is Thursday, the 8th of May, in the third week of Easter. Crossbeam sing, I sing this song of love.
Once I set my eyes upon you, I knew there was no turning back, because all of my reasons for living are written.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus said to the crowd, "No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh.
To most Christians, it might seem obvious that Jesus is referring to the Eucharist when he speaks of the bread of life. But it may well be that here he is using the metaphor of the bread of life and living bread to stand for the revelation of God. Jesus is the revelation of God. He is the one who has seen the Father, and he has come so that people may have life and have it to the full. Do I feel nourished by this bread of life, this revelation by Jesus of who God is? And if Jesus has come so that I may have life and have it to the full, do I? Do I live God's life to the full? Or is there a greater fullness of life that God is calling me to? As I hear the reading again, I notice how the language leads from the heights of heaven. God, the Father, and eternal life. Right down to my flesh. The bread that I will give you for the life of the world is my flesh.
Jesus said to the crowd, "No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me. And I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh.
This is the language, the message of the Incarnation. God's great revelation of himself comes to us in human form, in flesh. What do I want to say now to Jesus? The bread of life, the revelation, the embodiment of God. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.